This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Very glad to see you on the radio. Rob Setters, our great producer, so we're excited to have him in there for another great week of activities, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Kelly Filer is back, president of the REC, the Regional Engagement Center. That's a full-time job plus for this working mom, and we're going to talk about the REC's big wrap-up of their summer camp, and they got a fundraising auction on the same day, right? So this is just a big day coming up. All right, well, sir, first of all, when and where is it? I'm assuming you're at the REC for this big event.
Our event will be Friday, August 13th at the Regional Engagement Center, 429 8th Street in Sealands Grove. It is where the campers will conclude their 10 weeks of summer camp with their sort of, this year it's more of a show and tell of all the very cool art and music and movement and fabric and woodworking stuff that they have done this summer, sort of a big culmination of that. And then some of those items will be auctioned off at the end.
All right. So this is the culmination of a lot of things that have been happening at the REC. Explain what has been happening, how busy this camp has been, and how busy you've been.
We, after not having in-person camp last summer, we were so excited to get back to it this year, and the demand was very, very high. We started hearing from families really early on, and we ended up having 53 campers total registered, and I had 15 camp counselors this summer, which really, that was the most we've ever had of that also, and that was new and necessary, because to have that many... Yeah, because we break them down. We break the kids down into groups, break them down into groups of about 6 to 8 kids, with at least 2 camp counselors each. And then we have junior camp counselors, and we had lots of volunteers, and we had a foster grandmother and a volunteer grandmother in the kitchen with me because I was on cooking duty this summer. And it worked out really, really well.
All right. And you sent off some of those campers, let's see, last week or over the weekend. I believe I saw that on social media. Said goodbye to one of your good assistants.
Jay Helmer, who had been our AmeriCorps Vista for the last year. And he came on at a perfect time because we had started the food distribution program last summer during COVID. And he came on as the food security coordinator for us. And his last day was last Friday. And he stepped right into my shoes and really held that food delivery program in place. Had a great team of volunteers, and they just had it down to a well-oiled machine. And we will have one more day of that, and that's August 20th will be our final food distribution day, where we'll have our regular drive-through of boxes. But we've been able to become a food security hub and members of the food security team in Snyder County and in Union and Northumberland counties, working with the Community Action Agency, Nicole Peters, and just a great crew of those people who have helped us to model the REC after the Miller Center Food Security Hub, so that people will always know where they can get food and resources.
Now, you're saying you're celebrating your 4th anniversary?
Yes. It's our 4th anniversary. We're going into our 5th year of our doors being opened, which is kind of amazing. It seems like a blink of an eye, but it also seems like saying that, you know, we bought the building in 2016 and opened our doors in 2017. You know, it doesn't sound that long ago, but, you know, who did I have at the building? Lauren March, the Sealands Grove Borough Manager, was there on Friday for the first time seeing the building, and she was like, you know, how did this place come to be, you know, from the fire? And we're looking around at this packed building, kids running everywhere, balls a flying, and she was like, where did these kids used to go? And I said, I wondered the same thing, you know.
All over.
A lot of them were coming to my youth group once a week, and, you know, I'm grateful that we are there. I'm amazed at all that we have been able to accomplish, and so grateful to the community for making it possible.
Wow. It was just yesterday I sat down with Mike Pietzu on this show, and he said, we're envisioning some sort of a recreational facility in town. And I pictured a room with a volleyball, and I thought, okay, well, that's okay. So there's the rec. Mm-hmm. But have you had mission growth since then over this 5 years where you went from what I thought was focused on recreation to, boy, you're just a community hub?
Yeah, I love that. I really feel and believe our mission statement right now of inspiring ideas, enriching lives, and engaging all generations in educational, recreational, and charitable activities. So we want kids to come in and be able to come up with new ideas. We want to link them with ideas that are out there that they haven't had access to before. We want to connect different generations. You know, we've been focused in the past on being a multi-generational community center. I have my older adult exercise class, and then we've got all this stuff going on for kids. But the way of the future is intergenerational programs. So how do we bring and weave all of that together? The kids love doing, you know, exercise with us in the morning, and they would love to have a greenhouse that we could do some gardening in and things like that. So yes, we definitely, all of our focus right now, especially having come through the pandemic, is on youth mental health and intergenerational programs. That's what we really see.
Does your footprint have moved to grow outwardly if necessary?
Not really. Not really. I was telling Rotary on Thursday that probably as many neighbors can accuse me of hitting their cars with a football as they can the little kids. And the fact that our alley, you know, our parking lot flows right into a functioning alley. And for the most part, we're playing in that alley, and the kids are riding bikes there, and that's the extension of the football play. We don't have green space to grow, so that is absolutely part of our visioning committee right now.
Well, to think how could you grow? Yeah, you are tucked right into a wonderful neighborhood in town.
Yeah.
I think of it as Mill Street. Am I guessing?
Yep,
right?
Okay. Mill and 8th Street. But there are other possibilities. We're working with the feasibility company right now in Chicago about, you know, ways to expand our growth and our footprint, but keeping ourselves within walking distance to the schools, because that has been what has kept us, you know, so relevant and so, you know, vital.
I'll be anxious to hear what some of the results of that conversation are. So stay in tune and come back to that chair as soon as necessary. Let's talk about the auction that's coming up. This is where you really want everybody from the public to make sure they're aware of it. Go to SealandsGroveRec.com and find out what the items are. Tell us about the auction.
We are going to be auctioning off 2 brand new Gilson snowboards, 4 VIP passes to their Gilson Summer Snow Day, which is the very next Saturday, a weekend at the gorgeous Isle of Cue Guest House. We have 2 concession stand cold drink coolers that we no longer need. We have an original handmade table by Plain and Simple Woodworks. We have meal certificates for Isabella's and the Townside Cafe. We have voice lessons by Amy Karen and Lori Hayes Kirshner art lessons. We have Andinkra African print cloths. Excuse me, made by the campers with the assistance of Weaving Wisdom women from Penn State University, an adult bike from SB Cyclery, and a maintenance certificate, $600 worth of, you know, Susquehanna University Artist Series tickets. Great stuff. We have at least 30 items to be auctioned off. Every single cent goes to benefit all of our programs at the rec.
Now, is this a live auction, or how is this being conducted?
It is going to be a silent auction, because we don't want, you know, the yelling out of numbers. That just didn't feel good to me. So we will be having Dawn Marie Benfer, actually, will be our registrant for the auction, the silent auction, and Lauren Martz, our Sealands Grove Borough Manager, is also an auctioneer professionally. And so she will do the silent auction part for it. It will also be on our Facebook page, so that if you are not present, you can be on Facebook to bid on the auctions, or to bid on the items also. You can also come in and look at the items on Friday and place a bid if you would like to. Bidding concludes Friday at 6:30, and the winners will be announced right afterwards, right after they dunk me in the dunk tank.
Oh, you're getting dunked on Friday, huh?
If the kids get enough tickets, they've been earning tickets for their positive behavior all summer, and if they get 2,000 tickets, they get to dunk Kelly in the dunk tank.
Well, guess what, Kelly? You're going down.
I'm totally going down.
You're going to be.
They've been awesome. The kids have been awesome.
Well, let's see. Friday should be hazy, hot, and humid with times of clouds and sun.
So I'll take it.
Yeah, it sounds like more of a treat than a torture to
be. Better
believe
it.
Shh, to be in that. A dunk tank. Okay. All right. So that is that. How have you been coping with the pandemic this summer? How did you manage that?
We masked indoors all summer, and it was not a problem at all, which was, you know, we talked about it as campers and or as camp, you know, as camp counselors, as the leaders and stuff like that. Most of us are vaccinated, but that wasn't a question I asked. It is when we are in the building, we will mask ourselves because our campers are under 12 years old and don't have the option of being vaccinated. So I'm really glad we did. As, you know, cases are starting to go back up, it does make me nervous. It makes me very sad for the families. But the kids, you know, they it's almost like a regular piece of their clothing now. You know, they know to come and ask for a new one if it's fallen down or doesn't seem right. Sometimes they're wearing it outside even when they don't need to be. We're not going to say anything. But, you know, when we ride buses places, we keep masks on. But, you know, at the pool, they did not have to. And when we're outside playing, running around, they don't have to.
All right, yeah, and very physically active. I guess that's we should really kind of emphasize that that's part of it. You came up with a little fact sheet that talks about 1,000 community service hours completed at the rec. So these are people from outside the rec that came in to assist. Okay, so you had 1,000 of those there. 316 households served in and around Seelands Grove, right?
And that's with the food distribution program.
Oh, the food distribution. Okay, so yeah, tell me about this food distribution. You got into food as the need arose, you recognize that, and wow.
Yeah, and that was, you know, we realized that we couldn't do summer camp last summer because of COVID, and that really worried me because I know that a lot of our campers relied on the great food that we provide through the summer, two meals a day at least, and snacks and things like that. So we wanted to make sure we were able to provide that for our campers, and we had started with the Teachers Association doing a distribution in the Seelands Grove School District. So we sort of combined that, and Weichel Busing loaned us a bus for virtually a year to do mobile bus distributions in Snyder County, concluding the last one was in the last Friday in July was the last mobile bus route.
Thus working on the food insecurity issue, the transportation issue, all in one fell swoop.
And it really helped us highlight where we could fill some gaps, and we were able to, you know, make some more better network to, you know, help, you know, fix that system. We can't be that system long term because that's not something that we, you know, that doesn't fall specifically into our mission statement at the rec.
Okay.
You know, but I know that we couldn't, nobody's going to come for good programming or be able to absorb any good programming or educational material if they're hungry. And so we wanted to make sure people, you know, we met the basic need first during the hardest hit time. And so now with the help of, we were able to hand out a sheet of paper that had every day of the week where there is food being, there is food available.
Okay. Kids are always hungry anyway, so that's a super part of it. Distributing food is added on to your mission. Well, I remember years ago, there were vendors who went around from house to house with school buses filled with food. In Sunbury, there was one of these. Kelly comes to name, but he was selling. Now, he was a man who was selling food, but fresh produce, he would come around. I think of it as summer, but maybe it was all year round. So we'll address that later. Okay, Kelly Filer, president of The Rec in Seelands Grove, this fantastic engagement center that's doing all kinds of things for all kinds of ages. Make a pitch for folks to visit Friday, please.
Wait till you come and see Jason Reed of Reach USA out of Carlisle and Weaving Wisdom. These three women from Penn State University have helped these children create a phenomenal display of the fabric of their camp lives. Come and see it at 4:00 on Friday evening. Start the bidding and on all of these wonderful auction items that help benefit all of our free programs. programs at the rec. The program will conclude at 6:30. Bidding ends then, and you can walk home with one of your wonderful items at the end of the evening after you get to see me get dunked in a tank.
SealandsGroveRec.com. You're going to get dunked live on Facebook, eh?
Ooh, good idea.
Numbers will soar.
We should maybe bid on that.
Kelly's going down.
I am. All for the kids. I will.
Thank you so much for
Thanks,
all you're
Mark.
Doing. What kind, are you exhausted? I mean, it sounds like this is a lot of work for you.
You know, I love it. But this summer has really taken it out of me. Friday will be a wonderful celebration, and then we're going to close for a week and clean the building.
And take a nap. Okay. Kelly Filer, president of the Rec Regional Engagement Center in Sealands Grove. SealandsGroveRec.com. Check out the auction items. All that information is posted there now.